journey to cloud computing, it begins with virtualization, and complex infrastructure decisions are required along the way. Hello, everyone. I'm James Hilliard, and on this episode of Connection Point, we are going to be talking about a solution from EMC, Cisco, and VMware that can accelerate your move to virtualized data center architecture. With us is John Palmer. He is the Senior Director of Global Channel Alliances at EMC. John is a 15-year veteran of EMC, where he has held a variety of leadership roles. He's done so in their business consulting, corporate IT, channel sales and operations, and as general manager. He is here to describe how vSpecs can help you reach your virtualization goals more easily. And John, I really appreciate you taking time joining us today.
My pleasure, James. Thanks for having me.
So our conversation about reference architectures today, and I want to make sure that all of us are on the same page. So let's go ahead and define what a reference architecture is, and also why is it so important to IT teams today?
So IT reference architectures, think of them as templates or blueprints for what IT architects use to deploy technologies in their infrastructure. So from an analogy standpoint, it's the great construction managers have architects and blueprints. Bakers have their recipes. Really, that's what a reference architecture is. And if you think about its importance, James, it's about getting something that's tested and proven. We've already proved that these things work together. Provides consistency, applicability of that technology. You know it's going to work. And ultimately, it's really about reducing risk for end customers because, again, it's proven, it's already been tested.
With the word reference there, does it also mean that there is a little bit of flexibility, right? It's something to refer back to. This is a good, proven, tested method. But hey, there is a little bit of change. We all know that organizations are different. IT needs are different. So there's room to move and some flexibility.
Yeah, absolutely, James. So, to the extent that there is flexibility, that's what we hear from our customers, from our partners. There are people that are looking to leverage existing assets and infrastructure investments they've made. Therefore, they are references, but not prescriptive. It's not you must do it in this way. They're general guidelines, again, blueprints to get you on the path for success.
All right. As we get into a little more detail specifically from EMC today, there's a new vSpecs program. Is that different than a regular reference architecture as we've just described?
Well, it is because, James, we didn't, frankly, invent reference architectures. In fact, I'd argue it's what many end customer IT architects have been doing for years. They build their own, right? They figure out how to mix and match technologies to make them work in their environment. So what we've done as a step beyond that is built a program around this. So it is the reference architectures themselves, the recipes, but we've created a go-to-market collateral, marketing campaign materials. We've created an online set of assets available via the web that you can do workload testing and demonstrations of these various combinations. We have some creative financing that we've done as well where through EMC, we not only finance any of the EMC components as part of these blueprints, but also ecosystem partners of EMCs like VMware and Cisco.
Let me ask about kind of the customer use cases. What type of customer, what type of situation are they in where EMC is really positioning these reference architectures for those folks?
Absolutely, James. So, and I'll tell you, the vSpecs program has always, as a basic tenet, been focused on getting our customers and partners on this journey to the cloud. Cloud computing that really has a specialized needs in terms of infrastructure that's purpose-built to handle where the marketplace is going. So in essence, we asked ourselves, what are the use cases that customers are asking for and seeing today? And I'll tell you overwhelmingly, James, we've heard about VDI or virtual desktop infrastructure as a key need and ask in the marketplace today, and also server consolidation. We call it private cloud, but again, a mixing and matching, primarily using virtualization technology to get customers on this journey to the cloud.
John Palmer with us from EMC. John, you mentioned kind of that ecosystem of partners out there. Again, let's talk a little bit more about the technologies and the IT vendors that are reflected these days in the vSpec stack.
Yeah, sure. I mean, think of this as literally, as you've said, James, a stack, a set of infrastructure stacked technologies that then you can put applications, specific applications on top of. So from EMC's perspective, that starts with storage foundationally, as well as backup technologies from our backup recovery software business unit. But then what you layer on top of that is a networking fabric layer from vendors, best-of-breed vendors like Brocade and Cisco, a compute layer from Intel-based x86 technology that could very well be HP, Dell, IBM as competitors. Again, this notion of our program is leverage assets if you have them, but a very close partnership and preferred partnership that we have with Cisco around their UCS platform. At a hypervisor level, primarily VMware related with their vSphere product, and also doing some work today with Microsoft Hyper-V. So again, those four layers, if you will, before you put applications on top of it: storage, networking, compute, and hypervisor.
Again, John, I mentioned in the beginning your title and you're part of the Global Channel Alliances at EMC. How has the channel really reacted to the announcement and launch of vSpecs, the overall program? What progress and inroads have you made so far?
I tell you, it's been terrific, James. It is a channel-only program, and if you think of even the vendors that I just mentioned, you know, our direct sales force at EMC doesn't have the ability to sell, say, Brocade and Cisco. Of course, we need a partner who has the ability to sell all of those components to make up this platform infrastructure into the marketplace. So it's a channel-only program. It's what we call a meet in the channel program, and in fact, that's my job. How do I align with great ecosystem partners like Cisco to make sure our sales and channel providers meet in the channel to position these solutions? It's been great. We're up to 500. Actually, we're closing on 600 partners globally signed into the program. We have hundreds of registrations today. It's been a great success. We're hearing great things in the press. Our ecosystem partners are happy. I mean, I couldn't be more bullish about how this program is working so far.
What we'll do, John, in a few moments, I'll give folks some contact information so they can obviously learn more. But before I let you go, sir, want to see if we can get any hints from you, pry away what may be next coming from vSpecs in terms of kind of roadmap standpoint?
Well, so James, you know the story all too well in tech firms. It's sort of the, you know, if Apple had announced their iPhone 5 too early, it impacts their iPhone 4 sales. So we hold it pretty close to the chest, but let me give you sort of perspective. I had some guesses myself in terms of what I thought people might be looking for first, and perhaps I was thinking a little bit too much about EMC, where some people would want products further down our portfolio of acquired companies and products that we position. And great feedback we started getting from our channel partners that was, hey, this is great, but to the extent that we could also wrap the applications into the reference architectures, and the kind of applications I'm referring to are Exchange, SharePoint, SQL Server, if they were somehow part of the recipe, wouldn't that be attractive for the partners as well? So we're looking at that very closely, so you should expect to see something there. And then secondarily, I'll tell you, to the extent you start talking about layered technology, it always provides a bit of a challenge from what we call orchestration. You know, how do you manage those different products now sitting in the environment? So we could leverage native management tools that exist in VMware, for example, with vCenter, or from Microsoft with their System Center. But we'll probably position some third-party vendors interoperability-wise that we think could also be used. So think about how you manage and orchestrate one pane of glass those key components as part of these specs.
All right. Well, hey, John, do appreciate a little bit of the insights there. And I think what you've just done, sir, is set yourself up to have to join me again down the road on Connection Point.
Look forward to it, James. Great set of questions. Thank you.
Hey, no worries, John. Thank you. And of course, folks, if you are interested in learning more about vSpecs, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They offer a full range of products and services to help you deliver IT services more efficiently, simplify provisioning and deployment, and find virtualization solutions that scale to meet your organization's needs. You can contact your account manager today to learn how you can get started. You can also reach out to pcconnection.com/vSpecs, V-S-P-E-C-S. PEX, pcconnection.com/vspecs, or call 1-800-800-0014. If you would like to send us an email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.